What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One guy that the Rangers are believed to be to really like is Paterka. And, you know, the Sabres have made it very clear they're not that interested in trading him. They prefer not to do it. And so then, you know, Buffalo has a ton of cap space. So you're looking at that and you're saying, well, in theory, they could match no problem. But if you're serious about it, what do you do to try to make that harder? And I just want to say, like, I'm using this as an example. The whole thing with offer sheets, like, there are some teams that are vulnerable cap-wise. There's some teams that aren't. But if you're going to attack a team that's not vulnerable, then you have to try to do something that will make them say, ugh, this is really going to hurt us.
Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts podcast, mentioning the Sabres. There are a pair of RFAs that are very, very valuable.
Getting a lot of interest.
Getting a lot of interest. Also on the trade market as well. J.J. Paterka, Bowen Byram. And Friedman making a good point there of, like, it's already uncommon that we see offer sheets in the National Hockey League anyway. But wouldn't it be our luck, a fan base that loves to see something like this happen, and then it would happen to us?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, let's be real about this. That would be exact. That's peak Sabres right there, by the way.
It would be.
For a fan base to want to see offer sheets around the National Hockey League, or even the Sabres to try to stab at one, nope, it's coming to you. Probably with the most attractive RFA in a little while, in J.J. Paterka. Have fun! Thanks.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. I remember I saw something, and ready, it's always this team too, and this is kind of what annoys me. I saw, like, the Rangers might offer, like, throw an offer sheet up. Okay, Chris Drury, you don't have the picks to get it done. Here's the weird thing about offer sheets. You have to have the picks, and they have to be your picks. They cannot be acquired from another team. If you don't have a second-round pick, you cannot offer a certain amount of money. You're done. Dead in the water. The Rangers, based on what they have, can either go up to $7 million. That's an easy match for the Sabres. Or they have to get into, like, the $11 million per season clip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Rangers aren't a real threat here, is what I'm hearing. Because also, if they do that, Buffalo probably goes, I'll take your 4 first-round picks, please. Like, that's not worth that hassle at that point. That's exactly what Friedman says.
Yeah.
Of where you got to make it to where, like, I don't know if I can do that. No. Like, the Sabres are in a great position when it comes to the restricted free agent market.
They are. I would be comfortable if I were them.
Yeah. And again, the RFA is, it's not like it's how you have to get Mitch Marner, for example. No, it's J.J. Paterka is the best name on the market. Matthew Nyes in Toronto would be the other one that I would look at. But if there's suddenly $10.9 million coming off the books with Mitch Marner, Oh, and probably at least a good solid $4 million coming off for John Tavares. Maybe $3 million. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine Tavares will re-sign there and it'll be at like around $4 million or $5 million.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at $13 million suddenly becoming available and Matthew Nyes is given an offer sheet, that's an easy match. Because you're not giving Nyes more than $7 million right now. That's the going rate on those young forwards that are starting to build themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not giving him more than $7 million. That's an easy match for Toronto. If the Leafs were to sign Mitch Marner back, for example, don't think it's happening. We talked to Travis Yost last hour. He doesn't think that's happening. But in like the off, like again, non-0% chance that it happens, then yes, you attack Matthew Nyes with an offer sheet. You attack the Leafs with an offer sheet to Matthew Nyes.
Yeah.
Like, go get him. But otherwise, Toronto suddenly has the cap space to get that done. Otherwise, you end up in a Carolina situation where they signed Jesperi Kotkaniemi because, quite frankly, they were mad at Montreal for giving us an offer sheet to Sebastian Aho, which was an easy match for the Hurricanes, by the way. Montreal just did your contract negotiation for you, Carolina. Thanks. Because the offer sheet that Aho was given, it was more or less like, yeah, no, they could do this. It was trying to attack, at the time, a cash-poor Hurricanes team.
Yeah.
What Carolina did the next year with Kotkaniemi, that was literally pettiness and spite. Offering Kotkaniemi a large number that Montreal was not factoring in for their cap, and they said, okay, we'll take the picks, please. Enjoy Kotkaniemi at nearly a $7 million cap hit. He's not going to be worth it, and he hasn't been.
Yeah. I mean, they told him from the beginning, so.
They knew it. They knew it.
Yeah.
And that's what Friedman's talking about there, too, of like, you got to make a team uncomfortable. But if you end up offering J.J. Paterka in the double digits.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're just going to match it. And I don't know if J.J. Paterka, as an RFA, is going to get like 9.7, mm-mm, which is, I do believe, where you get to 2 first-round picks. I think it's like close to 10 you have to get to. And if you go over that, it's the 4, and you're just, have fun.
Yeah. So, in summary, they're not looking to move him.
No. The Sabres don't seem to look like they want to move J.J.
Bo Paterka. Byram would be the first one to go.
Byram is the one that is getting a little bit more of the conversation on being moved.
Do you think that's not moving on too quick? Like we were talking about earlier, that wouldn't be moving on too quickly from Byram, would it?
I don't know about moving on too quickly. It's been 1.5 seasons at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he played longer here than Mittelstedt did, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he finished out the rest of this season past the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But I do believe that if there's an opportunity to get value back for him like that,
they'll take it.
It's not like being an attachment for, and that's the thing. Other teams are calling interested on him. Is right. he the starting point of conversations right now with the Buffalo Sabres? And if so, does that get me in a room with Vancouver, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Does that get me into a conversation with Jim Neal in Dallas?
And you package him with a prospect, like you mentioned. Would that be enough, you think?
I don't think Byram alone will get some sort of seismic deal done. But the other thing that you have to worry about is you already need another top four defender. Getting rid of Byram amplifies that need.
Yeah.
I do think that Jacob Bernard Docker played relatively well next to Owen Power.
Mm-hmm.
Am I willing to kick the tires on that next season? No, not really.
See, that's my skepticism.
And if you get rid of Byram, you need someone to play next to Dahlin.
Yeah, that's my skepticism. And
welcome to Dante Fabro, by the way. I doubt that Columbus lets him walk in free agency. But if he does, if he... pay him what he wants and put him next to Dahlin, right-handed shot next to Dahlin, who played with Rowenski last year, who finished second in Norris voting, by the way.
Mm-hmm. No, that would be huge. But it, like you said, it amplifies Byram's exit. Amplifies the need for another defenseman. You already
need
one.
It's like when the Bills needed
a
receiver and then traded Diggs.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly right.
It becomes, okay, now this is definitely a need.
Mm-hmm. And you need more than one, I would say.
And that would mean that Kevin Adams has to swing big for somebody.
Yeah.
It would facilitate the need to be even more aggressive. You're not
going to
do this.
Would you want to swing big on a defenseman, or would you want to swing big on top six at that point? Like, what would you rather see them swing big on is my question. I feel like offense, they have the superstar on defense already in Dahlin.
Yes.
And if you do keep Byram, he's a Dahlin merchant. He plays well with Dahlin. You keep them paired up, right? Then
yes.
You only need to find a pair member for Owen Power at that point. I think your offense is in more need of an actual superstar. You have the stars, but like we were talking about last week, everybody's a goal scorer.
That.
Everybody's a goal scorer you have up there, minus Alex Tuch. Right,
and you need a peak facilitator.
You need a playmaker to really open things up for those goal scorers. You don't have that. I think that's more of a need for the Sabres than defense. And that's why I kind of hang on to Byram.
Hang on to Byram if it makes the most sense.
Yes, yeah, that's where I'm at.
You do need to get a contract done with him, though.
You will, yeah. A bridge deal, maybe lesser. Like, not a long-term deal. I think that's definitely a bridge deal.
Would you sign it, though, if you're Byram?
That's the question. Like, that's where it's going to have to be.
That's where it gets tricky.
Yes. But also, like you said, you're in a dig situation. If you trade him away, oh my, now you have a defensive need, and you're going to have, I don't think you'll get anything done on the offense.
Now also comes the more fascinating part of this. I hate that the NHL draft has still been decentralized. You know, we hear about how the Sabres are going to be working from the Bills' facilities. And I'm fine with that. You know, use the technology that they've got. I'd imagine it's probably more state-of-the-art than what the Sabres have. Even if it's a good room, for example, the Bills are probably going to have more there.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be entirely real about
it. And even
this.
Just hooking it up to
right.
cameras and all that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Like, it's simple tech stuff at that point. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll have that notched down there. It probably just makes more sense. It's probably a newer facility.
Bigger room, maybe?
Yeah.
Just for more people? So.
Because the NFL has bigger staffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, point blank period, that's all this is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily that the Sabres are working with, like, AOL over here. it's just that the
You've
Bills...
You've got mail in the
it's
Sabres.
It's just that the Bills have bigger space.
And that, I do hate that it's decentralized.
I do,
Not
too.
Having everybody there.
I need GMs rubbing elbows and then getting absolute sloshed ideas going on
mm-hmm.
on the floor.
And I wish the NFL draft was still...
Yeah,
centralized.
I would love for GMs to be talking to each other on the floor and be like, hey, what do you want? Hey, is that Jim Rutherford?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, this is Jim Rutherford here. I don't need to say it because I'm not on the phone.
Yeah, they're gonna walk up.
Jim Rutherford's walking up and saying, "What?
We
what
could
you...
grease palms.
Yes.
We could grease palms.
Yes.
To get a trade to happen.
Exactly. Don't let your dreams be dreams. But, yeah, when it comes to Paterka and Byram, the Sabres, like we said with Travis Yost, the Sabres have trade building blocks
mm-hmm.
that are
that are centralized in deals returning. Very enticing return packages. In addition to the prospects that you have that haven't touched the ice for the Sabres.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or that barely have. Yuri Kulik? I'm not touching Yuri Kulik. You keep Yuri Kulik over here and be entirely happy with that. Thank you. You're welcome. Goodbye. Oslund, Rosane, maybe they're the ones that have a chance to break into an NHL lineup.
You might have to sell some of the Rochester guys who've seen ice time.
Exactly.
Like
those are the two I'm thinking of at that point. Mm-hmm. I think Hellenius is past them.
I agree.
And again, the biggest thing about this is why I brought the draft up. Has to get done before July 1st. Because there are players that will have no moves kick in.
Yeah.
So you're against the clock a little bit here. Kind of like this show hour is.
yeah.
But you're against the clock. Mm-hmm. You need to get something done. We saw the first domino fall. Chris Kreider got traded to Anaheim from the Rangers. I also see that as something very interesting that I'll talk about next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.